And now politics. Joining me are columnists David Brooks of the New York Times and sitting in for E.J. Dionne this week, Clarence Page of the Chicago Tribune. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you.
Good to be with you.
We've just heard about health care, and David Brooks, your most recent column on the health care bill, not very positive about the bill.
Oh, I tried to be negative about it. I mean, I have been ambivalent because it does cover 30 million people, and that's morally serious. On the other hand, it doesn't pay for itself. And it's filled with fiscal holes, and it doesn't reduce costs. So it doesn't have the things which I think are half the essential nature. The big thing for me is this so-called Cadillac tax, which is the number one cost control agent and the number one long-term revenue source. And that's been gutted. So my basic storyline is the president really started with a bill that had some serious cost control and did pay for things. But as the politics has gone on, they've taken away all the pain, and we just get the expenditures.
Better no bill than that bill?
I guess I'd say better no bill than that.
Really?
Yeah.
Clarence Page, the Democrats seem to be gambling on the assumption that the public is against it because they're misinformed.
Well, that is one way of looking at it. As David said in his column, that's typical of no matter what regime is in power. If you don't get us, you're misinformed. And this is what we're seeing now. This is a bill which, because of all the deal cutting and all that was necessary in order to get this far, nobody likes it. And that includes the people who are sponsoring it, who back it, whose ideas are included in it, because there's always something else in it that they don't like. And the polls are reflecting that, too. And I know you've heard this before, and I'll say it again, because this is what the Democrats are counting on, is that the polls show that the public does not like the bill when you talk about the whole thing, but when you break down different features in it, they like those individual features, like ending the so-called donut hole and insuring the uninsured, those kind of features. So this is the gamble now. Democrats can't back off. They can't just have no bill because they can't risk that kind of political failure right now. But at the same time, they're hoping people will like it after they get something passed.
Yeah, I find this moment fascinating because I really don't. All the action's in the House. Can they get a simple majority in the House? And they got it by two votes last time. A couple of those people have died. Some have left the House. They had a Republican who says he's not going to vote for it now. A lot of the people who voted yes have said they're going to vote no. There's the abortion people under Bart Stupak who are going to vote no. And so there's a whole bunch of reasons why they will not get a majority. And yet I suspect, if I had to gamble, I'd say 52% they get a bill. And I see no evidence that they're actually going to get people, except for the fact that Nancy Pelosi is actually a pretty good speaker. Surely Obama wouldn't have been stupid enough to risk his whole presidency unless he thought he could have some success. And at the end of the day, they're going to go to maybe 5 or 10 House Democrats, and they're going to say, this is going to cost you your job, but do you really want to destroy the Obama presidency? And under enough pressure, I assume they'll buckle. But they don't know that they have the votes. They clearly don't have the votes now. And it's just a huge gamble for the whole presidency.
It would certainly be a blow to the Democratic Party to say we've been calling for a universal health insurance for many, many decades. We had 60 votes in the Senate. We have a majority in the House. We have the White House. And if we say we can't deliver it, well, that's not a very good message to come to the public with.
Well, that's right. And, you know, the Otto von Bismarck line, I've been hearing it over and over again. Anyone who loves the law and loves sausage should not watch either of them being made. And the public has been watching it be made a little too closely here, and it's gone on too long. And that's another reason why the Democrats are best off getting something passed so folks can stop talking about it.
I'm not convinced of that, by the way. It's unpopular. It's extremely unpopular in swing districts. So if you vote for it twice, it's just politically painful. Furthermore, as we move ahead, the benefits don't really kick in until 2014. Employers are already dropping people. Insurance rates are already going to go up. The Democrats will own the health care system for the next 4 years without any real control. It will be politically very difficult, even if they do pass.
It's a health care system people don't like now, though. That's the message Democrats haven't pushed strong enough, that your costs are going to go up and your coverage is going to go down anyway without reform. So this package is going to help the healing process. That's the message they got to get out.
Another big bill, financial reform. Senator Dodd of Connecticut now intends to go ahead with a bill without Republican support. Do you think what might emerge from the Senate, or what has been approved by the House, is this something that's a worthy response to the financial crisis that that we're still living through to some extent?
Yeah, well, first of all, I would like to have seen it bipartisan. The Republican, his counterpart on the Republican side, is a guy named Bob Corker, who's a senator from Tennessee, who's one of the most moderate, responsible, serious people in the Senate. And if those two, Dodd and Corker, couldn't get to some sort of agreement, that really makes you despair of an entire process. As for the bill itself, I'm a little dubious that, say, an independent consumer protection commission will be able to see the things that were missed by all the regulators last time. The smart people are on Wall Street, frankly, not in Washington. And so we need to structure a system so the smart people have an incentive to control risks, not relying on those in Washington.
Clarence Page.
Well, I share your sense of dubiousness, but also there's some striking parallels here with the health care debate. Number one, it's a comprehensive bill, which means it's hard to build a consensus behind all the many aspects of it. We're losing bipartisanship again. We are seeing, in this case, Chris Dodd now pushing ahead to try to force a debate, to try to get something passed here because the public expects it. You know, I'm dubious about adding another agency to do what all the other agencies missed before. Maybe a strengthening of what we already have would work, but I don't think the public's going to buy it right now. I think especially when President Obama has pushed the idea of this independent agency to correct the problems with derivatives, et cetera, that we have seen. So that's kind of where we stand now.
And that's all the time that we have this week. Clarence Page of the Chicago Tribune, good to have you here. David Brooks of the New York Times, as always, thanks so much.
Good to be here.
Glad to be here.